How do you like me now? Welcome to the podcast that always takes it there. I'm your host, T, from the infamous tblog.com, and now I reside here on the T podcast to entertain all of you. Some say I have a way with words. Some call me the Tom Brady of blogging, the Conor McGregor of podcasting, the white Tupac of screenwriting, the king of the bean, aka Boston, the man who is always on his grown man shit. Thank you for tuning in. Now let me do what I do here, and that is entertain the shit out of all of you. Today is Tuesday, May 21st. You may hear some giggle in the background. I have a special guest tonight. We are recording this on Friday of the weekend. We just came from the Red Sox game. I have my nephew, C Money, in the studio, aka the Tea Palace. My first live guest on the show, not B-Lo the co-host, not Habibi the sports genie, but my nephew, who for some reason just can't stop laughing because I think his mother introduce yourself to the audience. Say hello.
Hello.
So we have C-Money, myself, Uncle T. We have Hayleezy in the background. She is my oldest niece. She is on her phone doing the things that she does of people her age. We went to the Sox game, like I said. Unfortunately, we left around, what, the sixth inning? It was bottom of the sixth. It was 1-0, Red Sox. We decided to go get some ice cream because as much as I'm a Sox fan, as much as my nephew's a Sox fan, as much as my niece is a Sox fan, we were getting bored out of our... I'm trying not to swear because my nephew's saving, though he's heard me swear several times. We were getting bored out of our minds because it was a pitcher's duel. And then we decided to leave. And of course, the Red Sox blow the lead. We went to get ice cream, and the Red Sox end up losing 3-1. You may hear some street traffic, some beeping out there. The game is letting out. I said, see money. Hey, Leezy, let's come back, jump on the podcast, record something. Because I think a lot of you know my background on T-Blog. Obviously, writing on there all these years, going on 9 years on T-Blog, 400 T-episodes. Here on the podcast, something important, near and dear to my cold black heart, is being an uncle. I pride myself on being an uncle, the coolest uncle around. I show these kids some cool shit, teach them some cool shit. Right, C-Money?
Yeah!
Take them to cool places. And I'm going to put C-Money on the spot here. What is our favorite place in all of Boston? Where do we go?
Museum of Science.
What do we do in the Museum of Science? What is our Wolfpack tradition? How do we start, because I talked about this on the podcast, how do we start our tour of the Museum of Science? What do we need to do first?
Take a picture of the dinosaur.
That's what we do after. How do we get it going? Hey, Lisa, you can shout this out anytime in the background.
Find the queen bee.
Find the queen bee, right?
Yeah, I forgot.
So, I never had the record. I never competed. I would just sit there and I would clock them, and it would be C-Money, Hey, Lisa, and H-Nizzle. H-Nizzle did not want to join us tonight. She's that Gen Zer. It's starting to become too cool to hang out with her uncle for now. She'll remember that next time she wants another trip to fucking Europe. C-Money loves when I swear. Just don't swear in front of your mother, even though she swears too in front of all of you. Growing up Italian, this is what we do. Swearing is a sign of intelligence. Swearing is a sign of endearment, especially in my family. I usually swear at the people I love the most. I can't help it. It's a disorder. I have a condition. C-Money has a condition. He can't control himself. Yeah. Speaking of conditions and not being able to control yourself, let's tell the audience what we saw at the game tonight. And I'll get this going. So, ladies and gentlemen, I didn't have the best of seats tonight, not living up to my grown man shit capabilities. I had a deal with my building. I got some $9 tickets. Figured it'd be a good night to hang out with Uncle, do some fun shit, go to the game. So, we're sitting in the grandstand. We're way back. Enough that we could see the game, but there's a giant friggin' pole in our heads. We can't really see through the pole. We're not Superman. We can't see the bomb-ass sunsets, right? We couldn't get the pictures. And C-Money kept on running down, right?
Yeah.
To get some pictures for Instagram.
Couldn't see anything.
Couldn't see the Jumbotron. We saw some old guy dancing. His head was chopped off. We couldn't see any of the TV. So it was what it was. You know, that's why we did the six innings. But the most entertaining thing tonight, besides the wave got around four times. I was sharing with them, the Wolfpack, that in my time, during the Pedro Martinez era, Curt Schilling era, when it was Manny, David Ortiz back to back, when they were that nasty team, that nasty lineup. I got it, and I was at the game with your dad. We actually went to a game. I think they were playing the Oakland A's. And it went around 14 times. The wave went around 14 times. I think that is a world fucking record, C Money.
Yes, it is.
We're just going to say it is tonight. We're going to put it down. Out there saying that's the record.
Yeah.
And by the way, my nephew is almost 12 years old. It's okay if he hears me swear, as long as he's not swearing. It was very entertaining. I don't know if I have to get my sister sign off on him to be on the podcast. I'm just going to say, since I'm the most intelligent person in the family, and then Haley Z comes up second place for now, so one day she's sure enough to surpass me, I'm making that judgment call that I give him permission to come onto the podcast. I really never asked your mother for permission for anything. I mean, right now the kid's hyped up on freaking sugar. We're recording this at 20 of 11 on Friday night. Everything I'm doing right now goes against any type of logic. Do I seem like I am a authoritative in this area? A father figure? I just been winging this shit for the last 21 years. So, we're here, jump on the podcast. Figured we'd entertain you. So the one thing we saw tonight that was very entertaining. What was that scene, Money? What did we see tonight?
So there's this guy eating ice cream. And he was twisting his wrist when he was licking it.
So there's a grown-ass man next to us, a father of like, I don't know, five? And then he had five little shit kids with him or something?
Yeah.
So they're hanging out there. And usually you don't see the dad going in hard for an ice cream. He went in hard for that ice cream. I mean, we just got ice cream, but I was licking it at a normal adult rhythm, I would say. This guy with his ice cream on the cone had his tongue out like he was plowing through that shit. And then he was rotating his wrist. And then he had it sideways. And it was like magically staying there. And see, Money and I were hoping it would fall into his lap. And it would have been a plethora of destruction and ice cream everywhere.
We were laughing.
We were laughing, making ourselves laugh. He could probably kind of hurt us laughing. I didn't give a shit. I probably would have thrown him down the stairs if he said anything. But it was very entertaining. And we were having a good time. So, we go to the Museum of Science, right? Tonight we went to the Sox game. That's part of our tradition. What do we do as part of our tradition the day after for breakfast? What do we do? What did I get you hooked on for breakfast now?
Crepes.
Crepes. Now, have you ever had a crepe until your cool-ass uncle brought you to the crepe world?
No.
Did I introduce you to crepes?
Yes.
Are you happy that I introduced you to crepes?
Yes.
Do you feel like you are now a connoisseur of sorts of breakfast? That you know breakfast is better than most kids? Most kids your age probably, what, eat cereal? And you sit there and look at them and say, fuck your cereal. I eat crepes. Is that what you say to them? No, you better not be saying that like that.
No.
But the fact that they're eating bowls of cereal on Saturday morning, as their mothers are probably like slapping the back of the head saying, go clean that shit up. Tomorrow morning, we're going to wake up and we're going to have crepes handmade for you. What's your favorite crepe? What do you usually get?
Chocolate and banana, I think.
Chocolate. Hey, Lizzie, can you get us a what does he usually get?
I think he gets peanut butter, Nutella, and banana.
I can't remember anything.
Peanut butter, Nutella, and banana. Now, for those of you at home, obviously, you probably like all three. You probably like peanut butter. Who doesn't like peanut butter, right?
Yeah, everyone loves it.
You probably get occasional
besides
banana.
Besides allergic people,
because they'll die.
Yes.
As much as people want to laugh at this. As you can tell, C Money's definitely my nephew. Because we find pain in others very humorous.
Yes.
Speaking of that, remember this one time? C Money, Hey Lizzie, and H Nizzle, the four of us, the full wolf pack, we went together. We were crossing an Aristotle Drive. See, Money knows where I'm going with this. And across the street from us is an elderly couple. And the old lady was contemplating whether or not to cross because it wasn't her turn to cross because the light was turning. So I didn't think she would listen to me because all of a sudden the car started to come and she's thinking about going. And I just looked across the street and I yelled to her, run, old lady, run! And what did she do, See, Money?
She runs.
She ran across the street, moving in her slow elderly way, as much as she could run, as fast as she could run. I mean, her fastest walk was probably one of our slowest walks. She almost got ran over. I'm not saying we were hoping she would get run over, but we thought it was very entertaining that old lady, for some reason, decided to listen to me, a stranger, and she hauled ass across the street. And see, Money and I found that way more funny than it should have been. As he cracks up now thinking about it. So, C-Money. No, this is what we do in the podcast. You know, when it's B-Lo, he and I have a little repertoire, a little rapport like we're doing. It's called shooting the shit. That's what you do in the podcast. Then sometimes when I have a guest, like Habibi, we do a little Q&A. Q&A of questions and answers, right? So I'm going to put you on the spot because this is a good area to talk. On the Tea Podcast, we're very honest. We come in, we let the audience know who we are, what we do. One day you'll be doing your grown man shit like your uncle because I'll be coaching you. Speaking of coaching, but one thing we get out of the way before we do the Q&A is that, hey, Leezy took her to Europe. H. Nizzle took her to Europe. I'm taking your mother to Cuba. That's what they say there. They don't say Cuba. They say Cuba. And we're going to have Cuba Libres and all that Cuban shit. Tonight we decided, like, what do they call a Cuban sandwich out there? I don't even know. Maybe it's just a sandwich. I don't know what they call it out there. Where are we going to go? I always kept on telling you this. When you're 15 years old, where am I going? I'm telling C-Money a little bit older to truly appreciate what we're about to see and do in Brazil. Now, the only thing he knows about Brazil right now is his exposure to the Fast and Furious movies. So I promised him, you know, if we get down there, we'll race for pink slips. I'll find somebody out there in the streets and we'll race somebody. We may get murdered. We may get stabbed in the favela. But it's okay. It'll be for one hell of a story. We'll come back to the podcast. But we're going to go to Canavale and dance with all the beautiful Brazilian Portuguese women down there. In the meantime, besides we go and do that, the Q&A, now I'll put you on the spot. Now, me being your uncle, you've known me for almost 12 years, right?
Yeah.
Would you say that I'm a good uncle?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like about me as your uncle?
Funny.
I'm funny?
Yeah.
What else?
Let me see.
Do you like my stories?
Yeah.
Do you like the way I tell my stories?
Yeah.
Do you like coming into the city and going to cool places? Do you like the Tea Palace?
Yeah.
So this is your second time in the Tea Palace. What, tell the audience, what do you think about the Tea Palace? This is where we are right now. Is it cool? What's across the street? What are we looking at?
Fenway Park.
It's pretty cool, right? Pretty sweet.
Yeah.
One day, do you want to have your own Sea Money Palace? Do you want to have a Sea Palace one day?
Yeah.
Do you hope to have that?
Yeah.
Do you hope to be single and successful and well-traveled?
Yeah.
Dating women half your age like Uncle does?
Yeah.
Do you want to take a 21-year-old to Paris when you're 35?
No.
No? Well, that's what I did. Yeah, you don't want to do that. The good part is you have me because I make all these mistakes and these lessons learned and I pass on that knowledge to you and your sisters. Right?
Yeah.
Good. Hey, Leezy, what do you think? What's one of my greater traits that you like?
Well, you have a great personality.
I have a great personality. See? That's something that women say to ugly people, and I don't think I'm ugly. She just told me I have a great personality. What else?
Well, you're intelligent.
I'm intelligent. You see that, ladies? Look, I'm not telling her to say this. This is what they're saying this out there. So, hey, Leezy is the first one born. As far as, like, they go, if I had to say my nieces and nephew, a little bit of me in them, hey, Leezy has that intelligence, that passion, that lust for life, that I know enough, but enough to still want to learn, enough to make my own decisions, that independent drive. We always talk about life and careers and school and work. I'd give her advice as best as I could. Even when she was younger and I lived downstairs from her, I would help her, not really help her with her homework, but make sure the answers were correct, and she always got it. So she has that part for me. I would say that H. Nizzle, who's not here tonight, I've talked about this on T-Blog, she's more laid back. I'm not really laid back, but I think the happiness. She gets that more like being able to laugh, more of a chill person. Even though she's getting a little bit older, doesn't want to chill with us as much, I think we have that in common, that common ground, that we sometimes could take a moment to enjoy the moment that we're in. That's H. Nizzle. C-Money, as I was saying a little while ago, obviously has my evil sense of humor. And even though he's not nearly as fresh as I was because I was straight up evil, like I came from the devil himself, I'd say that C-Money gets that ability to laugh at things we shouldn't be laughing at. to enjoy things that most people say, don't laugh at that, don't enjoy that. I push it there. And then he looks at me to see what I'll say in that moment because he knows that I'm always going to have something to say. And I think that part keeps me young and that balance. And I try. You know, I know I'm busy in my life. I'm always doing something. I don't know. Maybe one day I get married, have kids of my own. But I'm always going to make sure I have room for my nieces and nephew, for the wolf pack. Because they mean, and I don't tell them that enough, but I'll tell them right here to all the listening audience, all 14 of you out there. Oh God, I hope it's more than 14 people at this point. I'll say that out there that them, what I pass on to the kids, you know, I try to not just be an uncle that spoils them, but try to show them some cool things too, make them appreciate what we do. Like, they'll never, most kids, you could say, don't have an uncle that does this kind of shit, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't never take you away. I never had an uncle that would fucking take me away. My uncle barely even fucking talks to me. Barely even see the guy. But I want to make sure that's one thing that we learned. Well, my family have a lot of cousins. We're Italian. The kids have a lot of cousins. We all don't see our cousins enough. So the immediate family, we want to make sure that we keep that intact. We're Italian, Irish mixed in. We were speaking of that, H. Nizzle, or Hey Leezy and I, we went to Dublin last year. We're coming up on a one-year Dublin anniversary. H. Nizzle and I went to London and Paris. And now, like I said, we'll be doing Brazil one day. So, see, money, what I'm going to do right now is that I'm going to open up the microphone to you. Is there anything you want to say out there? Doesn't have to be about me. You know, this is your first time on a podcast, first time being a guest. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I wanted to get that out there, do a quick little podcast, because you are sleeping over tonight. Figure this would be fun to fire it up, even though it took us 37 minutes to get this thing turned on. There's always complications. Do you want to say anything to the podcast? Do you want to say anything to the T podcast listening audience? Mm-hmm. What do you want to get out there? You're a sports guy like me and your dad. What are your thoughts on what you saw from the Red Sox tonight? Do you think they're going to have a good season? Do you think they're going to get better? What do you think is going to happen with the Red Sox? You think they'll be in the World Series again?
I think they might get to, like, the conference finals. That was a couple before you get to the series.
Yeah, they go to the American League division.
They might get eliminated there.
Okay. Who do you think will eliminate them? Who we saw tonight? Houston? Maybe the Yankees? Houston?
No, I think we beat the Yankees.
Beat the Yankees yet again. Okay. What are your thoughts on Kyrie Irving and the Boston Celtics? I want to get a perspective of an 11-and-a-half-year-old. Do you think Kyrie Irving is good for the Celtics or bad?
Bad.
Bad. Why?
Because whenever he has the ball, he never passes it to anybody. He
doesn't pass.
He just holds it to himself because he wants some more ball time.
Growing up, we used to call that kid who wants to hold on to the ball, always take a shot, a hun or a ball hog. That's what Kyrie is. Good. I like your take on that. It's a very honest take. That is the take on Kyrie Irving. Again, we didn't practice this at all, right? We didn't record this. We didn't say anything to say that. This is an honest take coming from an 11-and-a-half-year-old. You hear that, Kyrie fucking Irving? Nobody wants you here in Boston. Pack your shit. On to, before we get to my favorite team, let's get on to the Boston Bruins. Do you think the Boston Bruins will be holding up the cup, Lord Stanley? Do you think the Boston Bruins are going to win the Stanley Cup this year?
Yes.
Yes. Who do you think they're going to play? Is it going to be talked about a little while ago? You know my pick between St. Louis and San Jose. I said St. Louis. You know why I said St. Louis? Because the Red Sox beat the St. Louis Cardinals for the World Series. Then Tom Brady, way back when, beat the St. Louis Rams, even though now they moved to L.A., to win that Super Bowl 2001. Now I would like to see the rivalry carry over to hockey. It would be nice to beat, I don't have a problem with St. Louis, but it would be nice to beat the shit out of St. Louis one more time.
I feel like we always beat St. Louis because the Red Sox beat Los Angeles.
That's what I'm saying. So I want to beat them in hockey. So do you want it to be St. Louis that we play or San Jose? San Jose has Joe Thornton. I know it's before your time. He used to play for us way back when. So he's an old Bruin, and he's probably going to retire. He's almost as old as Chara. Chara's 42, I think. I think Joe Thornton is 40. No, I think he's 39 or 40. So, do you want San Jose or St. Louis?
I want St. Louis because I want to beat them, but I feel like it's going to be
You think San Jose is going to win the series?
Yeah.
All right.
No, not win the series. Like, come to the Stanley Cup.
Yeah, but they're going to win the series they're playing now to play us.
Yeah.
Okay. And last but not least, my favorite team, starting number one. You're looking at the Tom Brady autographed jersey. I see you admiring my jersey that your papa gave to me. My father never really gave me shit, but at least he gave me that. I could say that. And one day I go down and tell my kids, look, your papa gave me one fucking thing my entire life. Tom Brady jersey. Two. He gave me the football too. Signed that. So your papa, even though he's a good papa, I'm just saying this is what, you know, fathers and sons, the way your dad is with you, right, takes you to games, all that stuff. You know, the Papa and I never had the type of relationship, but at least he got me the Tom Brady jersey. So now on to the Patriots. What do you think of the Patriots this year? Tom Brady is as old as your uncle. We're both Leos. His birthday, I think, is August 5th or 6th. I'm August 21st. We're both going to be turning 42 this year. Obviously, I didn't marry a supermodel named Giselle, but I like to think that some of the women I've had were better looking than Giselle, because I think Giselle kind of looks like a bird. I think she looks like a fucking pelican. What do you think about that?
Yes.
You think she looks like a pelican?
Yes.
So, girls aside, Julian Edelman's doing it right. He's young. He's not married yet. He's enjoying women. He's dating. Danny Amendola is too. He got Olivia Coppel. She's from Rhode Island. I dated plenty of girls from Rhode Island. When you get old, I will tell you some of those stories. I can't get into that tonight. But those guys did it right. Their personal life aside, Gronk, Rob Gronkowski retired. I think he's going to unretire, depending on where the Patriots are come like week 6 or 7. I think he's going to rejoin the team. Would you like to see Gronk come back?
Yes.
Think that may happen?
Yeah.
All right. And then with that happening, Brady's another year older. Do you think the New England Patriots can win another Super Bowl?
I think maybe they either can win this year or next year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay. So if Tom Brady stays healthy and he doesn't fall off a cliff, because sometimes you decline. Falling off a cliff, not literally, I don't want Tom Brady to fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
But his skills, they mean you're falling off. A lot of sportscasters, and you're getting to that now, you're listening, you're doing the fantasy drafts. A lot of sportscasters have been saying for the last like 8 years that Tom Brady's going to fall off a cliff. That cliff hasn't come yet. He doesn't have a strong throwing arm. He's not declining. Tom Brady knows he's what you call a guy that manages the game, right? Yeah. Peyton Manning, you know him? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
He could throw the ball. Like, you go over there, and the ball will be there by the time you get there. Tom Brady knows how to manage the game. That's the difference. He got that good head for football. That's why. And if he stays healthy, he only had that one injury, which I think you weren't even born yet when he tore his
ACL.
ACL.
Yeah, against the Chiefs.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So that was before your time.
2008, 2009 season.
Yeah, so maybe you were a baby at that time.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've been following Tom Brady's entire career because I may have told you this, where your father and I used to always go to the old Patriots games. I grew up with Jermaine Wiggins. That time was the greatest tight end of all time before, you know, Gronk came along. We were following Jermaine. He signed with the Patriots. I grew up with him. Me and cousin Stammer, because we don't use real names on here. We used to play with him at the boys club when we were little. And he was going there. And then our buddy Buff, he was playing for the NFL. He was on the Cincinnati Bengals, got cut. So we were really big into watching that. But when your father and I used to go, we were there that season when Drew Bledsoe got hurt. Not that game, though. And then Tom Brady took over. And the rest was history. That was 2001. And then Boston became, all you know is Boston being this good, right? See, me, your uncle, your dad, we remember when they sucked. Have you ever seen your uncle like hurt and being sad? Well, I know, you know, with Nana's side, up until that point, I never really cried. I never really get sad. You know when I cried? When I was a little bit younger than you, 9 years old. There's a guy called Bill Buckner, played for the Red Sox. There's a famous thing if you look on YouTube. The Red Sox could have won the World Series. It was 1986, I was 9 years old. A standard ground ball. What do? You put your mitt to the ground, right? So what happens if you put your mitt to the ground? The ball doesn't do what? You stop it from going where? See where the glove is? Where is it? Between my what?
Legs.
There you go. That's standard. Make sure the ball isn't between your legs. You know what Bill Buckner did? You know what that stupid-ass son of a bitch Bill Buckner did?
He put it between your legs.
The ball went between his legs. And then the Mets came back and they won that game. And then they won the next game. And the Red Sox then won the World Series. That was 1986. You know what happened that year? The Patriots went to the Super Bowl. They lost. The Red Sox went to the World Series. They lost. The Bruins went to the playoffs, the first round to Edmonton Oilers. They lost. I think it was Wayne Gretzky back then. And then the Celtics went to the finals. They won. I think it was Detroit or the Lakers that year. They're the only ones that won a championship. This year, and we'll end this podcast by getting on this high note. This year, you, because all you got to see is winning all these parades, right? The Red Sox won the World Series. Patriots won the Super Bowl. The Bruins may win the Stanley Cup. Celtics got eliminated.
Yeah.
We had a shot at the Grand Slam.
I know, I just saying that.
But you may see 3 out of 4 championships in your lifetime. I may finally see that. How does that feel?
Good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Do any of your friends at school not like the Boston teams? Does anybody say, oh, I'm a Yankees fan because of my dad? Then you could slap him in the face. Don't slap him in the face. I'll slap his dad in the face. But
no.
Everybody likes the Boston teams?
Yeah, everybody likes Boston teams.
Good. All right. Well, C Money, I'd like to thank you for stopping by the T Podcast and the T Pals. Not like you had much of a fucking choice because I was going to make you sit there on the stool and record this with me. Hey, Lizzy, do you want to add anything to the T Podcast? Did we cover everything?
Yeah.
We'll have to have you on as a guest somewhere down the line. All right. Well, where to find me? I'm on Instagram, the_T_podcast for all the T podcast related shit. T blog, all one word for some cool, amazing pics. On Twitter, even though nobody's tweeting anymore, T blog, all one word. The Facebook page, I'm on there, the T blog page. You could DM me, send me some messages, or just email me, t@t-blog.com. Where else to find me? See Money? Know where else they can find me? The place that started it all, tblog.com, or here every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. I'm trying for 3 times a week, sometimes twice. And now I hear the great Hans Zimmer coming in. I was telling See Money a little while ago that Hans Zimmer is a composer. That's where my exit music comes from. It comes from a movie called True Romance that I can't let See Money watch quite yet, even though I let your sisters watch all these R-rated movies when they were little. I'm thinking, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to fire up a classic from the 70s called The Warriors. Look it up. That's right. If my sister, who really doesn't support my shit, is listening to the podcast, I'm going to let your son watch The Warriors tonight. He's probably going to pass out any minute now because it is almost 11 o'clock. But we're going to start The Warriors because I let Haleezy and H. Nizzle watch that when they were 6 years old. That's the kind of uncle I am. I told you that's the kind of uncle I am. Weren't you fucking listening to earlier when I was saying that shit? This is when I yell at the audience even though they can't hear me. This is the stuff we do. Anyway, Hans Zimmer is getting louder and louder. That's it. That's the show, everyone. See Money, this is how we end the show. Every time. Until next time, always take it there. Thank you, See Money.
Bye.